Here we go. I guess I could back up. I'm Dan Rainier from Milestone Consulting Group. If you'd like to know anything more about me, I'd be happy to talk with you afterwards. I'm not here about me, I'm here about you. So let's go ahead and get started. We have a really simple agenda, okay? The session objective is one thing we're gonna cover, okay? A survey is something we're gonna look at, and we're gonna look at it twice. Once in the beginning, and then we're going to come back to it at the end and see what you think about the responses when we get done. I'm going to take a moment in this 400-level advanced session to set the stage for task mode. I'm assuming that there are some people in here that are relatively new to project and relatively new to this concept of manually scheduled mode. Is that true? Okay, yep, I see a couple hands. All right, okay. And then here's where we're going to spend our time talking about manually scheduled. And in this review, I'm going to talk about its intended use, which is very important, okay? I'm going to give you a recommendation, right? It's just a recommendation. And then I'm going to go and talk about flexible or inflexible. And I'm going to shine some light on that. And then I'm going to provide some additional insight and final thoughts. And then we'll have a QA session. And I'd really like you to hang on to your questions because these sessions, the way I design them, a lot of times questions get answered as we're going through. I might ask you a question now and then, okay? But I'd like you just to hang on to your questions and go for a bit of a ride with me here. Now, before I go on to the next slide, since this was labeled as a 400 advanced level session, I put a ton of time into thinking about this particular presentation. And what I'm hoping you're going to do is walk out of here and say, I'm with him. You might not agree with everything I say, but I'm hoping you'll at least understand and comprehend, right, where my head's at in thinking about, in particular, manually schedule mode. All right? So far, so good. So there's our agenda for those of you that just walked in. It's pretty simple. So we're off to the races. By the way, we're going to go through 109 slides in 60 minutes, and it is doable. I've practiced it, so here we go. So here's our session objective. It's pretty straightforward: to gain a greater understanding of task mode, in particular as it relates to manually schedule. This is a very, very simple objective. We're going to keep this in mind as we're moving along. Now, as I was preparing this presentation, I thought, I'm going to do a survey. And I surveyed some pretty advanced Microsoft Project users, okay? Not rookies by any stretch of the imagination, people that do this stuff for a living. And I'm going to show you the questions and the answers, and then we're going to come back and look at them at the end. Okay? So here's the first question I asked. What do you like about manually schedule mode? And there's my first response I got. Nothing else changes. And my first thought was, I'm not so sure about that. Okay, but that's a really interesting response from some people that are pretty talented with project. So right out of the starting blocks, I knew I was onto something. All right, to get project to calculate a duration value without a constraint. Huh, interesting. Here's the challenge question to you to think about. Do you believe that? All right, I like that I can plan some parts, for example, finish date and duration, and it calculates the rest. Huh. Interesting. The ability to stub out a project, specifically being able to say X will happen in Q3 of 2014. All right. Flexibility in planning. Flexibility when task work and or dates are unknown. Interesting. I like the ease of use and Excel-like behavior, including text placeholder data. All right. Interesting answers. Next question, why do you not like manually scheduled mode? Okay, now this is a long one, but I'm gonna read it. I want to take advantage of the scheduling tool functionality offered to me via MS Project. If I merely wanted to enter rows of information, I would use Excel. That's a real interesting response. I do not like that it does not have an option to hold work, there's that word work again, constant, as you move dates. I don't like the issues we've encountered with manually scheduled tasks and PWA timesheets. We had a little discussion about that as the rest of you were coming in. That's fair. That's a 2010 issue, not a 2013 issue. Okay? That's right. Now, here's my next question and my final question to my survey. Do you think people use manually scheduled mode because they don't understand or possibly fear auto-schedule? Great question to ask. Okay? Sometimes, and it is a more spreadsheet-like entry point for those with low maturity or skills, but it is used for other reasons primarily. If I had to guess, I would say 35%, that's a big number, use it because they fear auto-schedule. The next one I'm going to put up there, I got multiple answers, and it's a one-word answer. That's alarming. Extremely alarming. Okay? I don't think fear is the issue. By the way, I want you to really remember this one for the end of today. I don't think fear is the issue. Manual scheduling is quick and easy. And my impression is that that's why they use it. Auto-schedule mode requires additional learning. Really? And many don't want to take the time to learn. Huh. I had to think about that one for a long time when that came across in my survey. Yes, and also they lack the stomach to train on proper scheduling. Another very interesting answer. And I have one more. Some do. However, a lot of the people I work with use it as a planning tool, then switch it to auto-schedule mode for execution. Interesting. So these are all very interesting responses, and we are going to come back to them. Okay? Who's relatively new to this concept of task mode manually schedule? Okay? We've got a few people in here. Okay? Your first name? Terry? Terry, would you work with me now for the rest of today? Wonderful. Okay? Don't worry, you don't have to say anything. I just want to have someone to talk to and reference, because I want you now to start thinking really carefully along with me. All right, so here we go. Terry, we're off and running. So Terry, this is an advanced 400 level session, but I knew there'd be some people in here that were relatively new, so we should have an introduction. Okay, so here we go. Task mode introduction. All right, this is straight out of the help files in Microsoft Project. Task mode gives you the option of deciding how much control you want over task scheduling in Microsoft Project. That's right out of the help files. Okay, so there we go. Now, Terry, task mode consists of manually schedule and auto schedule. Manually schedule was introduced in Project 2010. Okay, before that, it was all auto schedule. And of course, auto schedule is Project's native scheduling mode. Okay, so now we know there are two modes for task mode. All right? Now, let's talk briefly about auto schedule, which has been around forever. And I mean very briefly. Okay, so Terry, for a new task, Project automatically calculates and displays values in the task duration, start, and finish fields. So far, so good. Now, changes to the schedule, Terry, are automatically calculated based on dependencies, constraints, calendars, we were talking calendars a little bit ago, and other factors. So that's what auto schedule is all about. It automatically calculates and displays values in the task duration, start, and finish fields, and then it continues to do its job based on your job, YJTJ. All right? So let's get a little bit introduced to manually schedule. Okay? For a new task, Terry, Project does not display values in the task duration, start, and finish fields, and the key word there is display. All right? That's a very important word. Display. Now, as I was going through my homework for this, I stopped and said, okay, if I'm relatively new to this like Terry is, then maybe I can draw an assumption at this point. There is no schedule. And shouldn't be until the user manually enters values in the task start and finish fields or changes task mode to auto schedule. Right? Okay, well, I've got some facts for you, Terry. First of all, there is a schedule. It's simply not displayed. Auto schedule is calculating as indicated by change highlighting. Okay? based on default settings, Terry, the scheduled duration, scheduled start, and scheduled finish fields hold those default values, okay, that will display in the task duration, start, and finish fields if you change to auto schedule mode with all the defaults set out of the box. All right? Now, here's another fact. The question mark in the task mode field flags the manually scheduled task as a placeholder. All right? Well, I went out and found a definition for placeholder. Something used or included temporarily or as a substitute for something is not known or must remain generic, that which holds, denotes, or reserves a place for something to come. Temporary. The placeholder designation, Terry, remains until the task duration, start, and finish fields contain standard duration, start, and finish values. These are all really important points. All right? So now, we've been introduced to this. Auto-schedule automatically displays. Manually scheduled does not. So you have to go all the way back to the Project 2010 conference, who was here, or wherever it was, in Phoenix, I believe, for the first public unveiling of 2010. Okay? Maybe a third of you were there. All right? So it would be really helpful for us to go back and say, well, when they added this functionality, what was it for? Okay? Well, there it is right there, to provide top-down summary task planning. Top industry analysts that look at project management tools basically stated that for Microsoft Project to remain competitive, it needed to provide top-down planning, something competitive products provide. Okay? Now, I don't want you to forget that, because if that's its intended use, then that's what we should use it for. All right? Now, why? To support early planning efforts in situations where task duration, task start, and or task finish are unknown. But what's interesting here is I'm talking about task, but top-down planning sounds summary task to me, phase level, not subtask level. But because this top-down planning functionality was added to project, it's sitting there available at the task level. Okay? Keep that in mind. All right, so let's give this a try, Terry. Let's go into project, and let's put in a new manually scheduled task. And again, we already saw this. For a new task, as previously described, project does not display values in the task duration, start, and finish fields. Okay, again, remember that word there. Keyword is display. Now, by not displaying these values, the intent is achieved. Right? A reviewer infers that not much is known about the schedule at this time, therefore the task must be in its early planning stages. This is indeed a strong point of manually schedule mode. Okay? Keep bearing with me. Now, Terry, let's go back up to that summary task where we would think about top-down planning. Right? In the early stages of a project phase, Terry, task details may be unknown, even though reasonable duration, start, and or finish values exist for the phase itself. To support this knowledge, values may be manually entered in the task duration, start, and finish fields at the summary task level, values that will not change based on subtask entries. Right? Okay? This is top-down planning. We've now hit the intent of this feature. Okay? We could stop right here and say, that's it. But we're not going to. Now, let's give this a try, Terry. Let's say, Terry, you and I sit down and we type in phase one, task A, task B, and task C. And our intent right now is to promote task ID 1 to a manually scheduled pure placeholder summary task by demoting task 2 through 5. In other words, we're going to do an indent and turn phase one into a summary task. Now, if I'm a new user to project, I think right now I've got my, oops, I didn't want to do that. Let me go back. Let me grab something here. It's in my pocket. Okay, so Terry, I have a manually scheduled task right here. And my assumption as a new user is when I demote or indent, these four tasks here, that that should stay there. Okay? It should remain manually scheduled. So let's say we do that. We go to project outline indent. Okay? And all of a sudden, this happens. Following the demotion, project automatically changes the summary task to auto-scheduled. Right? That's interesting. A new user would look at this and go, I don't understand. All I did was indent these four tasks and promote that first one to a summary task. Why did project change the mode automatically? See, as we keep moving along through this presentation, things are going to continue to happen if you go outside the intent of this functionality that are kind of hard to understand. And this is one of them right here, but we're trying to use it for top-down planning. Now, expecting a manually scheduled pure placeholder summary task, why did the summary task become auto-scheduled? All I can do is infer that since there were no default values in the task duration, start, and finish fields, or no text values, which you can enter for a manually scheduled task, non-default values, that project made a decision. Okay? It said, since you didn't put anything here at all, and now you're working on these subtasks, you must want bottom-up planning, so I'm going to turn that task into an auto-scheduled summary task. But that's not what we wanted to do. Okay? I didn't want that. I wanted task number one to stay manually scheduled. So now we got to backtrack a little bit. Now, Terry, to create the manually scheduled pure placeholder summary task, all values in the task duration, start, and finish fields must be cleared. Edit clear contents. All right? So let's say we did that. Once cleared, the summary task is now a manually scheduled pure placeholder summary task. So all I had to do is clear those values, and project automatically changed it back to manually scheduled. Interesting. Now, can you think of an issue that may arise as a result of allowing edits to task duration, start, and finish fields for an auto-scheduled summary task? Does it even make sense that the product allows you to do that? Later in the presentation, I'm going to show you an issue that one of our primary clients ran into and really didn't even understand. Like, why are all these things different in project? We haven't done anything. We haven't manually changed task mode. Why is project doing this? So we're going to come back to this one. Finally, based on the initial intent of this example, we're ready for some top-down planning. It took us a while to get here following this path, but now we're here. Okay? So, Terry. Let's say Terry entered 5 days of duration at the summary task level. Okay? And you'll notice that there are no dates displayed in the task start and finish fields. Very good. Top-down planning. Okay? All right, so now I had to stop and think about this, and I went and made some assumptions. And here's the first one. There is no schedule. A new user would assume this. And shouldn't be until the user manually enters values in the task start and finish fields or changes task mode to auto-schedule. Here's another assumption. If there's no schedule, there shouldn't be a Gantt bar. Would you agree with that? If part of the concept of manually scheduled mode is so there's no schedule, then why would there be a Gantt bar? If part of the intent here is to have reviewers look at a task sheet and see blank cells so they don't lock in and say those must be the dates, but they can look to the right of the divider and see a Gantt bar, that defeats the purpose. Fair? All right. So here's some facts for you. First of all, there is a schedule. And there is a Gantt bar. Auto schedule is calculating. It's simply not displayed in the task sheet. The Gantt chart clearly shows this. If you double click a white background area of the Gantt chart and go into the bar styles dialog box, okay, there it is. Okay. If you take a look at the bar, right there, that's this bar here. Not that one, that's this one here. And it's based on task start, task finish. Not scheduled start, not scheduled finish. So there is a schedule, right? Now, in a project server environment, if you don't believe me, right? Dave Fisher, standing back there from Milestone Consulting Group, had a great idea. He said, let's go into the SQL table and let's go see if task start and task finish exist when they're not displayed in the task sheet. And they do. It's a display thing. All right? By not displaying, however, Terry, summary, task, start, and finish, the intent, early planning efforts has been achieved. See? By not changing summary task duration based on subtask entries, the intent top-down planning has been achieved. Notice task B has 6 days of duration, but the summary task is still sitting at 5. Okay? So by not displaying values in the task start and finish fields, even though they're really there, the intent has been achieved. We must be in our early planning efforts if we can't see the schedule. But then I believe the Gantt bar shouldn't be there. But then to really prove out this concept, when you come in and start hammering in duration values at the subtask level, you notice that the summary task doesn't change. Top-down planning. So there you go. Let's keep going. Here's some facts. Once again, okay, some more facts. There is a schedule. Auto schedule is calculating. It's simply not displayed in the task sheet. If an edit is made to task start, end, or finish for the manually scheduled summary task, manually scheduled subtask with no manually entered task start, end, or finish dates will be rescheduled without display. Huh. Remember that survey? I like manually scheduled mode because nothing else changes. Not true. Specific auto-scheduled task will also be rescheduled. We don't have time to go into all this today. But if I had to, I could pull project up here and prove to you that this concept of in manually scheduled mode, if I key something else, nothing else changes. Not even close to the truth. All right. Now, based on all of this, how about a recommendation? Okay. Here's our recommendation. Use manually scheduled mode strictly for early planning efforts, which includes top-down planning. As schedule information becomes more concrete, change task mode to auto-schedule. If, however, early planning efforts require subtask resource work estimates, at minimum, change task mode to auto-schedule for the subtask. Okay, so when you walk out of here today, our advice to you, my personal advice to you, is the minute you assign a resource to a task, get out of manually scheduled mode. Now, I have some observations for you to try and prove some of these points. And these are with customers. Manually scheduled tends to be an issue in situations where scheduling includes more than task duration and dates. When detailed work estimates are required and estimates automatically change, frustration mounts. When effort-driven does not activate and work changes, frustration mounts. Remember earlier I was kind of harping on the word work? When resource allocation stockpiles during execution, frustration mounts, etc. All right, I have some thoughts. I have lots of thoughts. Okay, so here we go. Let's go back to the 2010 conference. When manually scheduled mode was introduced, many people affectionately referred to this mode as user-controlled scheduling. The mindset was user-controlled scheduling meant manually scheduled mode. Mistake. Suddenly, or so it seemed, this new mode of scheduling put the user, okay, put you, the user, in complete control of the schedule. One could argue that what user-controlled scheduling really means is you have control over the applied scheduling mode, and that's it. You can choose auto-schedule or manually scheduled, but on some summary task, depending on actions you take, project will take over and apply the other one. There's a lot to understand. All right? So the next place I went with my thoughts was I heard people say, well, manually scheduled mode is flexible. It's flexible scheduling. And I thought, I don't know about that. So I went off on a mission that took me hundreds of hours, lots of time, over recent years. So here we go. If manually scheduled mode is thought to put the user in control, then it must be flexible. It must provide the flexibility needed to work project without worry about what project may or may not be doing, a fear many people have with auto-schedule. Auto-schedule is easy. You assign a resource, a unit's value, and a work value, click OK, project calculates duration and drives out the schedule, done. Fear? Unfounded. Before we move on, we believe that auto-schedule provides greater control and flexibility over scheduling than manually schedule, wholeheartedly. All right? One way to begin looking at this is by understanding what manually scheduled mode takes away and what it's made of. So let's go a little deeper. Think about organizations that want to use manually scheduled mode past our stated recommendation. They're thinking about resource. They're thinking about work. Let's go. Then we will look at other issues related to using manually scheduled mode beyond our stated recommendation of early planning efforts, including top-down planning. All right, let's go after one of my favorite parts of project, the scheduling engine. Let's start here and see what manually schedule does with the scheduling engine. In manually scheduled mode, you no longer have control over the primary components of project scheduling engine, including task type, effort driven, constraint type, and constraint date. You don't. So let's start with task type. Manually scheduled mode forces fixed duration scheduling. The ability to operate the scheduling engine in a fixed units or a fixed word mode is removed. So the minute you change task mode to manually schedule, you've now signed up for fixed duration scheduling, period. Okay? All right, Terry, task A, in my example, is currently auto-scheduled with the task type set to fixed units. All right? Once task mode is changed to manually schedule, the ability to edit task type is removed. But you see this here, Terry? We're operating in a fixed duration mode right now. And this is grayed out. I can't change it. But to a newer intermediate user of project, it still says fixed units. There are certain fields in project that, when they get grayed out, are operating as what's displayed, not here. So it makes sense to me that maybe when you change to manually scheduled mode, that this should change to fixed duration and be grayed out. Okay, so this is tricky. Now, Terry, if the schedule needs to be shortened by 2 days with work remaining at 20 hours, any change in duration will result in a change, and there goes my pointer, in a change in work. Okay? So we had 5 days of duration. Terry came in and said, Dan, we got to crash the schedule. We've got a really important date coming up we're getting too close to. We need to crash it by 2 days. As soon as you edit duration in manually scheduled mode, you're operating in a fixed duration mode of scheduling. And from an advanced level, all you advanced users should know, on a fixed duration task, when you change duration, project recalculates what? Work. And you can't do anything about it. All right? Even if fixed work, Terry, had been applied prior to the task becoming manually scheduled, work will change. This is concerning to me. Being a very advanced user of project, this concerns me. Now, in auto schedule mode, on a fixed units task, any change in duration we know results in a change in work. And on a fixed work task, any change in duration results in a recalculation of peak. Prior to project 2010, that would say units. In manually scheduled mode, any change in duration forces a change in work regardless of the task type set during auto schedule mode. So if you're operating in manually scheduled mode, anything that forces a change in duration is going to change your work. Okay? This is proof that manually scheduled mode forces fixed duration scheduling, a scheduling mode that in today's world of project management and Microsoft Project is not as relevant as it was 15 to 20 years ago. 15 to 20 years ago, this probably would have been ideal for companies that I used to work with because task and duration was king. But as time evolved through the 90s into the early 2000 years, more companies said, we need to focus more on resources and work. Fixed duration scheduling is not good for that. Manually scheduled mode forces it. Okay, what about effort driven? That little checkbox added in version 4.1 for Windows 95. Let's go back and take a look at this. Manually scheduled mode does not allow automatic effort-driven scheduling. The ability to use effort-driven for distributing remaining work is removed, and like task type, the impact is on work. Okay? Terry, task A is currently auto-scheduled with effort-driven selected. Okay? Once task mode is changed to manually schedule, the ability, Terry, to edit effort-driven is removed. I can't change this. They should just take the check mark out, because to me it looks like I just can't access it, but it's enabled. It's a display issue. There's that keyword again, display. If the schedule needs to be shortened, Terry, with work continuing to be 20 hours, when an additional resource is added without specifying a work value, effort-driven does not activate, okay? Duration does not change, and work increases. If my intent was to add Eric Lang to lighten the workload of Bradley Beck because he's overallocated and have effort-driven take his 20 and divide it between the two, that's what it's designed to do, it can't do that. And I could show you situations where when you're operating in manually scheduled mode, that its interaction with effort-driven has some other very serious problems. Why do you suppose manually scheduled mode is designed this way? Because the whole concept of manually scheduled mode is to not let things change, in particular dates. So when you go make other changes outside of our stated recommendation, manually scheduled mode is trying, through fixed duration, to hang on to those dates at the expense of other very important attributes of your project. The increase in work leads to frustration, just as it does in the task type example. For maintaining work estimates, manually scheduled mode is not so flexible. Okay. All right, what about constraint type and constraint date? Now you advanced users of project, I'm really calling upon your 400 level knowledge now to stick with me. If anybody's confused as I go through this, I'd be happy to sit down with you afterwards. Here we go. In manually scheduled mode, in a project scheduled from a start date, when a date is entered, scheduling operates in a start no earlier than constraint mode. Interesting. Remember the survey? I like to be able to enter in a date and project doesn't put a constraint on it. Okay? The ability to operate the scheduling engine, Terry, using other constraints is basically removed except for the default constraint as soon as possible. Okay? See this again? These are all grayed out. I can't access them. Even if project is basically operating in another constraint type mode, it still appears to me that it's operating in the mode that's displayed. One of the enticing attributes of manually scheduled mode is the belief that you can enter a date and project will not add a constraint like it does in auto-schedule mode. That was huge. Back in 2010 when it first got released, people were walking around saying, wow, I can enter a date now and there's no constraint. No, that's not true. Well, if the project start date is Monday, Terry, and a start date of Thursday is manually entered, how does project hold that date? A start no earlier than constraint. This behavior is exactly the same as in auto-schedule mode, absent the proper listing in the constraint type and constraint date fields and display of the constraint indicator. Okay? Terry, in this example, if auto-schedule is now applied, by default, the manually entered date will be lost. In this situation, project is designed to reset the date based on the default as soon as possible constraint. If you want project to hold the manually entered date, that is, keep the start no earlier than constraint that you just couldn't see, select the option keep task on nearest working day when changing to automatically scheduled mode. Okay? This option simply means keep the start no earlier than constraint applied when switching to auto schedule mode. There's no constraint? Yeah, there is. This option says keep it. You just can't see it. That's part of the intent of manually scheduled mode, is to not confuse you. People constantly complained and said, in auto schedule mode, I enter stuff in, project adds constraints, I don't want them, I don't understand it. So they just took the display away. Fair? All right, let's keep going. Let's take it a little bit further now. Okay? Terry, when a new manually scheduled task is entered, the task duration, start, and finish fields simply do not display. Why? To support early planning efforts. That's what this is about. With constraints, it is somewhat the same as constraint type and constraint date are not accessible, and the constraint indicator is not displayed. Think about it. When you manually enter start date in either mode, it sticks. So if you believe in manually scheduled mode when you're entering a date that you're not doing constraint-based scheduling, you're dead wrong. You are. By operating in manually scheduled mode, for the most part, access to all other constraint types is taken away. Not very flexible, one might say. So let's take it up another notch here. Terry, I got one more example for you. Task A, an auto-scheduled task, has a must-start-on constraint of 2514. Fair? Okay? All right. Task A, Terry, has now been changed to manually scheduled. The question that needs to be answered, Terry, is what's holding the task on 2514, assuming manually scheduled mode does not use constraints? Terry, if the manually scheduled task is changed back to be auto-scheduled without any change in dates while manually scheduled, project reestablishes the must-start-on constraint. In this situation, it doesn't default back to ASAP. If, however, Terry, a change is made to the start or finish date while manually scheduled, project will apply and hold a start no earlier than constraint when switching to auto-scheduled based on the fact that a constraint other than as soon as possible was previously applied. Okay, now do you guys wonder why I go sit down with a customer and they're like, Dan, we've got no clue what's going on. We're making changes and project's changing this. It's putting this here. It's taking this away. And in one of the survey questions, somebody said, people like manually scheduled because it's easy. We could go on and on and on. When you get outside the stated intent of this feature, frustration mounts. All right? In the end, and this is a very important point, whether you're using manually schedule or auto schedule mode, when entering dates, you are performing the exact same thing, constraint-based scheduling. Each mode simply differs slightly in display and removal, but nothing too different. Manually scheduled mode disguises the constraint by not displaying it. That's the major difference. Auto schedule mode provides many more constraint type options than manually scheduled mode. Therefore, it's more flexible. I'm of the mindset that if I have more options, there's more flexibility. If I have one option, that's not very flexible. Okay? But people have been led to believe over time since the introduction of this mode of scheduling that it is flexible. I would counter-argue that and say, no, when you get outside that stated intent, you're locking yourself in to fixed duration scheduling, and then you have to understand all the other things that will happen to you when you make changes. All right? Let's take it a step further. Now we're picking it up some more. Now I'm calling upon you advanced users to think even deeper. All right? Manually schedule task type and assignment time phase tracking. There's four tracking methods in Microsoft Project. There's one of them right there. There's task total, task time phase, assignment total, and assignment time phase. That's what Project on the Desktop provides out of the box. Let's think about manually schedule task type and assignment time phase tracking. Okay? Terry, earlier we discussed the fact that as soon as manually scheduled mode is enabled, fixed duration scheduling is enabled and can't be changed. This is significant. If manually scheduled mode is used during execution, specifically as it relates to assignment time phase tracking. We were talking about timesheets before most of you came in. All right? Bradley Beck is assigned at 50% units and 20 hours of work to the auto-scheduled fixed units task. Okay? Let's say he does 2 hours of work on Monday, February 3rd. Well, project being a scheduling tool in this situation takes the two we didn't do and moves it out in time. There's a way to prove to anybody that Microsoft Project is designed for project work. Okay? Microsoft Project is not inherently designed for non-project work. It's designed for project work. If you do less than was scheduled, it's not going to get rid of what wasn't done. Right? So, Terry, how about this? Prior to logging actuals, task mode was changed to manually schedule. Okay? With 2 hours of actual work logged Monday, the 2 hours not performed is rescheduled over the remaining fixed duration days. That's resource allocation stockpiling. So if you use manually scheduled mode, you are locked into fixed duration scheduling. And as it relates to assignment time phase timesheet tracking, when actuals come in, if less was done, you're going to stockpile allocation on the remaining fixed duration days. If more was done, you're going to take your stockpiling and bring it down on the remaining fixed duration days. And I ask you, is this what you want? Some people are saying no. But there are a number of organizations that are using manually scheduled mode during execution, and what you're doing is you're stockpiling resource capacity when less is done. Now, if that's your intent, why not just be in auto-schedule mode and have fixed duration enabled? Then you have complete control over the scheduling engine and all of its components. All right? Why do you suppose manually scheduled mode is designed this way? Fixed duration. One of the main intents of manually scheduled mode was to not let things change, dates that is. So the engineers at Microsoft said, when you switch to manually schedule, we're going to lock you into fixed duration because that's the closest we can come to keeping dates from changing. There is no permanent way in Microsoft Project to fix dates. That functionality does not exist. Fixed duration is the closest you can get to managing the number of fixed duration periods without change. That's why manually scheduled mode calls upon fixed duration. All right, now, here's a real advanced one for you guys, okay? Does anybody in here really know projects completed and remaining parts calculation options? There's one there, there's two, there's three, four. Four people. Well, let me read this one. And finally, for organizations using task total and or assignment total methods of tracking in conjunction with projects completed and remaining parts calculation options, you can't use manually schedule as the calculation options do not work with fixed duration scheduling, which is exactly what manually scheduled mode is. Okay? For those of you that raised your hands about these calculation options, did you know they don't work with fixed duration task type? Okay, now you know. Okay? So if you're an organization like we ran into many years ago that said, we're not into that timesheet stuff. That's too much detail. We'll never get all of that, but we still want to update our project schedules. So we want to use a percent complete or a percent work complete entry. Okay? That's called the total method of tracking, and you can do it at the task level or the assignment level. And when you do that, if you don't want uncomplete or completed parts to spill into the future, back in Project 2002, they added these four calculation options to help control the distribution of completed and remaining parts. Well, they don't apply in fixed duration mode, and that's what manually scheduled is. All right? Here's some additional insight for you. Be careful. Dragging values such as duration through auto-scheduled summary task automatically changes task mode to manually schedule. So, one of the customers that I work with, I was reviewing a whole bunch of their project schedules in a program, and this is a very reputable healthcare organization. And I was looking at his schedules, and I spent about a day looking at about 9 or 10 pretty big schedules, and then I went in and sat down with Paul, and I said, Paul, it's clear to me that these are some things that you guys are doing. One of them is you're dragging and dropping duration values And as you're doing it, you're going right through summary task. Because as you do that, project will plant that drag duration value from a subtask into every summary task and change every summary task to manually schedule mode. And he's like, really? Now we know why that's happening. Remember earlier in the presentation, I talked about this and asked a question, what could be a disadvantage, okay, of project allowing edits to auto-scheduled summary task? Dragging and dropping values. And I knew they weren't dragging and dropping duration. You know how? I looked in the indicators column and saw start no earlier than constraints all the way down. They were taking big sections of their project, grabbing the start date, and dragging it and dropping it using the fill handle, which is nice. But they had no idea that as they were dropping it through summary task, all the summary tasks are designed to change to manually schedule. And he's like, we need a best practice for that. Yep, you do. Next, be careful. Manually scheduled tasks can end up scheduled during non-working periods. Did you know that? They can. So you got to watch out for this. Okay, be careful. Manually scheduled tasks can have trouble with task calendars. Right here, I've got the Wednesday to Thursday calendar at the task level assigned to the task, right? Okay, well, if I've got 4 days of duration, they should be on this Wednesday and Thursday, and out here on the Wednesday and Thursday, you can't see. You need to know these things. Next, be careful. It is very easy for text values to be replaced by default values. I remember somebody saying years ago, well, if you don't know, okay, if you don't know what the task finish date is or the task start date, go back there and ask Dave. You can enter that in, and project's not going to change it until you're ready for it to change. Not true. You can take steps in manually scheduled mode, and project will replace that with a default value. All right? Be careful. It is very easy to lose a manually entered value, such as duration. Again, certain steps I could prove to you that manually entered duration value, based on the manually entered things I do, will wipe it out. All right? Caution. Clearing duration does not clear assignment duration. So if you're assigning resources, and you go to the task level of the data model, and you go after duration and say, I don't think so, and you clear it out, and you assume that all duration is cleared all the way down to the assignment level, nope, not true. It's very important for your advanced knowledge of project to understand the data model, project, task, resource, assignment, and how all of these wrap and work together when you make changes, especially in manually scheduled mode. Caution. A placeholder does not count towards overallocation, even though the overallocation truly exists. See that? Okay? There's 16 hours of work scheduled there each day for Bradley Beck, but there's no red resource overallocation indicator here. So I really do have an overallocation problem. But because I have a pure placeholder at the task level, which means no values, no standard values in duration, start, and finish, no overallocation. So if you're studying overallocation, and we talked about this in the session I did yesterday, if you're looking at allocation and overallocation, and you're using manually scheduled mode, your pure placeholders don't count, but it's really there. Next, take notice. Published assignments to project server include dates, even if none are displayed in the schedule. So I just went out and I opened up a schedule in our project server environment, manually scheduled, pure placeholder, assigned myself to it, wiped out all the duration, start, and finish values, and then I published the project. And within seconds, I got an email from the project server database showing me what? Dates. There is a schedule. It's a display thing. Caution. Manually scheduled tasks are given priority when the standard or priority standard leveling orders are invoked. Did you know that? Any advanced users in here, if you're using manually scheduled task and it is counting towards overallocation, at least functionality-wise, they're given priority. If you choose the ID-only order, then project follows the ID-order logic. But if you use standard or priority standard, your manually scheduled tasks are going to sit farther back by the project start date, and your auto-scheduled tasks are going to move farther out in time. Now, that kind of makes sense. It's worth knowing. Caution, messaging you've grown accustomed to does not display for manually scheduled tasks. I am not the type of person that in a dialog box in projects selects that little checkbox, don't tell me about this again. I believe in those messages, and I know when I'm going to get them, and when I do get them, I understand them. I would never put a gag order on project. But when you're operating in manually scheduled mode and you take certain actions, planning wizard, scheduling messages, for the most part, they don't apply. They weren't factored in. So stop and think about this for a minute. The intent of manually scheduled mode, which was very good, early planning efforts, top-down planning, is excellent. But because it's there, people try to take it the rest of the way. Okay? Next, let's go back to the survey, right? Remember this? Why do you like manually scheduled mode? Nothing else changes. Not true. Project's calculating and making changes all the time. Okay? That is absolutely positively false. To get project to calculate a duration without a constraint, the schedule's constrained, you just can't see it. It's a display thing. I like that I can plan some parts, for example, finish date and duration, and it calculates the rest. Well, auto schedule mode does so as well, although we don't recommend doing the tool's job. Your job is to tell Microsoft Project, who has the knowledge, skills, and abilities to perform work, what percentage of time on an average daily basis they can devote to work, and how much work there is. Then Project says, thanks, Dan, you've done your job. Now I'll do what you've spent thousands of dollars on me for, okay? I'll calculate duration and drive out the finish date. That's Project. All right? Why do you like manually scheduled mode? The ability to stub out a project, specifically being able to say X will happen in Q3 2014. Manually scheduled mode is good for this. Early planning efforts, top-down planning. Flexibility in planning. Flexibility when task work and or dates are unknown. For early planning efforts where dates are unknown, manually scheduled does add value. But when task work is unknown, manually scheduled doesn't provide any value. Manually scheduled has nothing to do with work. When you start assigning resources and work values, it constrains you. It takes over work in many examples. I like the ease of use and Excel-like behavior, including text placeholder data. Well, manually scheduled is good for text placeholder data. It is. Why do you not like manually scheduled mode? Here we go. Okay. Remember this one? I want to take advantage of the scheduling tool functionality offered to me via MS Project. If I merely wanted to enter rows of information, I would use Excel. No comment. I agree. I concur. I do not like that it does not have an option to hold work constant as you move dates. Manually scheduled mode is fixed duration constraint-based scheduling. That's exactly what it is. I don't like the issues we've encountered with manually scheduled tasks and PWA timesheets. Understood. I get it. All right. Now, do you think people use manually scheduled mode because they don't understand or possibly fear auto-schedule? Okay, remember this one? Sometimes. And it is a more spreadsheet-like entry point for those with low maturity skills, but it is used for other reasons primarily. If I had to guess, I would say 35%, which is a big number, out of fear related to auto-schedule. No comment. The problem here is if you fear auto-schedule, manually schedule is not the pill. It's not. It's not the prescription. Yes. No comment. I have nothing to say about that. Okay? Do you think people, again, use manually scheduled mode because they don't understand or fear? Remember I told you I really wanted you to come back to this one? I don't think fear is the issue. Manual scheduling is quick and easy, and my impression is that that's why they use it. Auto schedule mode requires additional learning, and many don't want to take the time to learn. We disagree with the part about auto schedule requires additional learning. As a matter of fact, we think manually scheduled takes more learning. And based on our studies, it's not as quick and easy as one would think. At its heart and soul in auto-schedule mode, your job is to assign a resource, a unit's value, and a work value. Project calculates duration and drives schedule. At the highest level, that's what you need to know. That's quick and easy. Yes, and also they lack the stomach to train on proper scheduling. Agree, but manually schedule itself does not, by default, mean you're a proper scheduler. And then somebody said some do. However, a lot of people I work with use it as a planning tool, then switch it to auto-schedule mode for execution. Our only concern here is during planning. Once resources and work are involved, switch to auto-schedule. Get away. We like the part about switching for execution. I see no reason in execution to be in manually scheduled mode. If you're worried about dates changing, change your task type to fixed duration, but remember, there is no such thing as fixed dates in Microsoft Project. It does not exist. Okay? I asked a globally renowned Microsoft Project expert whether or not he uses manually scheduled mode, and that was his response. I'm not going to name his name. He's here at the conference, and he is one of the most talented project people in the world. He was one of my early mentors in this space many years ago, and that was his response. All right, my final thoughts. Manually scheduled mode is really good at what it was built for, top-down planning in the context of early planning efforts. And we really believe that. That was its intent. Going back to the beginning of the presentation, that's why it was built into Project, right? Top industry analysts said Project needs the ability to do top-down planning. When do you do top-down planning? Early planning efforts. And how is Project so clever at working that? It's a display thing. By not showing task duration start and finish, the intent is achieved. By not seeing those values, the user infers we're in early planning stages. YJTJ, for those of you that don't know about that, your job tool's job still applies. In manually scheduled mode, Project is doing its job managing schedule. So let's let it do that. Don't use manually scheduled mode based on fear of auto-schedule. Understand auto-schedule mode, then make a decision. But there are countless numbers of people in the world that when they saw manually scheduled mode went, ah, thank you, without really knowing what they were saying thank you about. Okay? Manually scheduled mode becomes an issue when believed to be flexible when used for more than our stated recommendation. And our stated recommendation falls perfectly in line with why Microsoft added it to the product. But like with many features in Project, if taken out of context of the intent, then problems mount. Okay? If you like the idea of fixed dates, stop by our booth for a discussion. Remember, there is no way in Project to permanently fix dates. Okay? We, however, might be able to help you and would like to talk to you about that. Okay? Let's go back to the initial question, which you guys read as part of the title of this session. Right? Manually schedule versus auto schedule. How hard can it be? That was the question. Problematic if you go beyond the initial intent of manually schedule mode. That's the best answer I can give you. And hopefully I've proven to you in the last 60 plus minutes, okay, that if you're not acutely aware of how manually scheduled mode operates, you'll get frustrated. Questions? Yes. Why can't I talk about fixed dates right now? Well, again, there is no permanent way to fix dates in Project. It doesn't exist, okay? When you look at a time-phased grid in Project, each cell, whether you're in fixed units, fixed work, or fixed duration mode, is a fixed duration period. Fixed duration just allows you to have more control over the number of fixed duration periods that exist in the grid, okay? But there is no way to permanently fix dates. We've been contemplating building a solution into Project that would say anything you do that would force a change in dates, we're going to stop you dead in your tracks and say you can't do it. And so if there's an interest in this, let's talk about it. Because it might just take us to that point where we'd say, all right, let's do this. Let's figure out how we can do that. Okay? Yes. No, you can set the default to auto schedule, and then you could hide the task mode field. We know people that do that. So it's just not displayed. But no, I don't know personally, okay, Dave and Richard, you guys are back there. I do not believe there's any type of project server permission in a project server world that says disable manually scheduled mode. And Richard's back there going, no, Dan, there's not. Yes, sir.
The manual mode came in 2010, right?
Yes. Bingo.
And we were getting problems with calculation issues. And I actually kind of found it by mistake when we first had this in Caspo. And I looked and saw that there's indicators, you know, on the side there showing that it was, you know, managing the motor. Why did they apparently put it in there to run? Why didn't they use it as an add-on or a something you could turn on instead of having it auto?
So, Dave, am I free to respond to this one any way I see fit? You know, anybody that's seen me present, in particular YJTJ, will tell you that task start and finish are off limits. As a matter of fact, years ago at a conference in 2004 in Seattle, I stood in front of 75 handpicked experts from around the world at the Microsoft Project Global Customer Advisory Council. And I got 2 minutes into my presentation, and I went to the task start and finish fields and went to the help files where it says the entry type calculated or entered. And I told that group that we've been actively lobbying Microsoft for a long time to get rid of the words or entered. Turn them into calculated fields only, meaning users can't touch task start and finish, thereby forcing you to stay focused on your job as a project manager and always letting Microsoft Project be what it's been designed to be since day one, a scheduling tool. Okay? So we've said that many, many, many times. We've been heard many, many, many times. But I can only guess that what's happened and what happened at that point, keeping the intent of manually scheduled mode in mind, was people sitting around tables having meetings saying, you know, we hear these guys at Milestone. We've listened to Dan. And yeah, there's a lot of people in the world that say that's a really good idea. Here's a Microsoft guy right here that will confirm that. All right? But that's taking the tool too far and making it maybe too rigid. So when manually schedule came out, outside of its initial intent, people looked at it and said, oh, great, I can put a date in and no constraint. See? But that's not true. There is a constraint. You just can't see it. You're performing the exact same thing, constraint-based scheduling, whether you're in auto-schedule or manually scheduled mode, right? So it is there for top-down planning, but instantly it kind of went past that top-down planning intent, and it was, I can put in a task, I don't have to see any dates, and if I want to put a date in, nothing else is going to change, right? Because that's the big concern people have with auto-schedule mode. You enter a date, and things happen you don't understand. While manually scheduled mode, you enter a date, and you just can't see those things, therefore you don't worry about them. But they're there. Okay? So I don't know if I really answered that well, but it's there, it's not an add-in, it's part of the product. Make sure your user community understands it and watch for symptoms of misuse. Right? I can pick them out in a heartbeat. You give me a big schedule, I'll look through it and I'll say, manually schedule, manually schedule. This is how these things happen. Yes? If there's an extra space. So Dave, Richard, can you guys comment on that? The question was, and this is outside of our topic here, so we'll address it quickly, but if they're seeing where if there's an extra space in a task name, when that's published, there's problems in project server. Any feedback?
Can you repeat the
a leading space, not a trailing space. That might be one to take outside of here and I don't know. We could check for you, but I don't know, and I don't know if that's manually scheduled, symptom, or auto schedule. I do not know. Yes? Is anything changing in 2013? No, because this was all done in 2013. This is all 2013. Yep, the only thing is the in the survey where somebody said, I don't like the timesheet stuff, that's related to 2010. In 2013, most of that's been taken care of. But everything else I covered was all 2013. The timesheet issues, there were a number of issues in 2010 related to timesheets, manually scheduled tasks causing problems with updates coming back into project, manually scheduled tasks not getting published out properly, but that's been solved. Yes, sir. Okay.
The evaluation for 2013. And I want to echo what he was saying, because now it appears to me when I'm listening to you that we're going to have changed behavior, copy down durations, and summary tasks didn't impact the summary tasks. They did the proper thing in 2007. Now you're saying, do that control D or something.
Yep. So here's the beauty in this. Thank you. So here's the beauty in this is now you know. And we don't have time to cover everything. If we had another 2 hours, I would have added another 200 slides. Okay? So, but the main point is now you know. So what could you do if you want to do drag and drop? Right? Just set up a filter that hides all your summary tasks. That's right. I know. Yes. 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 Could be. Yep. Yep. Like I said, I could not cover everything. I had to look at the time slot I had, and I went after the points I did. But we could talk about dependencies because there are options related to manually scheduled that deals with what displays, right? Yep. Okay, so think about this. When it comes to task dependencies in manually scheduled mode, basically what project is doing based on the default settings is turning auto calculation off. Without telling you that, right? Okay, so we could cover that. You notice I didn't do anything with green and red squiggly lines? Nothing. I didn't have time. No, not necessarily. When it comes to leveling, it's not treating them as do not level, which is the 1,000. It's not doing that, it's just giving them priority. It's taking priority, but not from a numerical perspective and saying, these stay put, the others go first. But then if you've got a bunch of manually scheduled tasks that have resource leveling, then it falls into the default standard or priority standard leveling algorithms. Yep. That's the thing. When people say nothing else changes, not true. Yes.
I'm a big fan of the top-down
yes.
planning.
Yes. Yep.
Auto slack calculations within the top-down.
Yes. Wholeheartedly. Early planning efforts, top-down planning.
Yep.
Absolutely. And what I don't want you to think He said, I don't want you to think I'm up here bashing manually schedule, right? It may come across that way, but I'm really not trying to do that. The intent is achieved. It's the intent's been taken far. David, you want to say something? Is that what you got your arm up or no?
Yeah, so when you're done,
we have 2 minutes and at least one more question. Go quick. Yep, these are all really valid points. There was one more question somewhere right here. You had one more question. Last one. Right. All I can do is when the new product comes out, we definitely provide feedback. But can you imagine how deep the list of feedback is? Right? So we have a good voice. They listen. We tell them what we think. And my job is to stand in front of you and say, let's take an hour and you look at this through my eyes, and hopefully this has provided value for you. Thank you very much.